All right. Thank you to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups tonight on senior night, blackout night, pack the gym night. And I know Coach Massey was hoping for the year 2011 to have at least 2011 fans here. And I'm thinking we're probably, if you count the band, we got to really be pushing that mark.
Yeah, I would guess maybe we've got right around there. That's for sure. Pretty healthy crowd. This is the biggest crowd, obviously, like I said earlier, that we've seen in quite some time here for a Streaks home game. And a decent amount of Moline fans here even. So, should be a good one. And the Streaks really have to come out and get the crowd on their backs.
Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. The Maroons in their road maroon, trimmed in silver and white. Tip one by the Maroons and Markeisha Harris. Kylie Romeo with it in the backcourt. Brings it across into the front court. Trapped up. Now dribbles out of trouble. Gets down on the right baseline to Jordan Delos Reyes. In the paint, it goes to Harris at the high post. Back out now to Romeo. Back to Harris at the high post. Free throw line. Gives it down on the left baseline to Tiana McCormick. She gets it up off the glass. And Moline is on the board first. 2-0. Quickly back the other way. Jessica Howard. Wow. Lost who I was talking about there.
She is a new player.
Jessica Howard drives right baseline. Kicks it back out. Now Mickey Rodriguez has it on the left wing. Gets it back out to Jessica Howard. Left of the center circle. Now to Ty Peachy. Right of the center circle. Moline out in a man-to-man defense. Right wing. Jamie Johnson got called for a travel, faked the three, and put it on the floor, picked up the pivot foot. Streaks turn it over, 7:16 to play, first quarter, 2-0 Moline.
Well, definitely not a good first sequence here for the Streaks. It looks like Moline's going to try to work Markeisha at the high post and try to get her to be able to dish it down to that weak side block that's been an issue for the Streaks this year.
This is McCormick, runs it down the right side of the lane, bothered by Jamie Johnson on the shot, can't hit. Jamie with the rebound, outlet to Ty Peachy. Ty to Mickey Rodriguez on the left wing, back to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, she'll drive right, gets around Harris, now stops down on the low block, kicks back out to Ty Peachy, left wing. Mickey Rodriguez back to Ty, top of the piece, three, top of the key, fires a three. Wow, I'm having trouble here tonight. Can't hit. Rebound goes off of, I think it was McCormick, and the Streaks are going to have it on their own left baseline.
Yeah, good job with the ball reversal right there. Actually, I think the Streaks might have had a look inside. Megan Young did a good job of working the strong side post, going back and forth inside and out of the lane. It looked like they might have had her, but Ty had an open three, so usually this system dictates you take the open three.
Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink check in for the Streaks. Jessica Howard stays on the floor. Sadie has it out near the center circle. Gives to Paige Klink out high on the left side as she looks over the defense. 6:40 to play first quarter. Tap of the key to Jessica Howard. 2-0 Moline. Bailey Boyer has it right of the center circle. This man-to-man for Moline so far bothering the Streaks a little bit. Now Sadie has the top of the key, drives into the paint, spins, fakes the shot, gets to Myra down on the right block, up off the glass, can't hit, but she's fouled, got bumped by Jordan Delos Reyes. Nice move, nice decision that time by Sadie. Rather than picking the ball up, making the fake and going, she kept the dribble and then drove in, made a nice spin move and a nice pass.
Yeah, great job. And you know what? Myra gets the three-point play if she turns to the right as opposed to turn to the left. She kind of got herself all turned around, picked up the foul. She drops that right foot out of there. She's going to go right to the square and knock it in and get the foul.
Hits the first free throw. It's 2-1 Maroon, 6:28 to play here in the first quarter. Myra eyes the second one. It's up and good as well. We are tied at 2, full court pressure from the Streaks. Inbounding will be Delos Reyes. Gets it into Harris in the backcourt. Now this is Romeo. Stops, still in the backcourt. On the dribble. Now trapped in the center circle, still in the backcourt. Lost control of it, picked it up, now gets it to Harris. Top of the key, 3-on-2 break for the Maroons. Delos Reyes drives left baseline, tried to get to McCormick on the right block. She carried it, no call, gets it out to Romeo. Now high post, this is Harris, drives down, gives to McCormick. Nice pass down on the right block to McCormick. She's got all four of Moline's points. They lead 4-2.
Really working the ball through Markeisha Harris right now. Good job by Moline to recognize that the Streaks are going to have to make some decisions, and usually the decision's got to be to pick up Markeisha.
Bailey Boyer drove into the paint and got called for the carry. Got her hand under the ball that time. Nice defense. I believe it was Emily Knight on the defense that time, a 5'3 sophomore.
Yeah, and it looked like right there Bailey was trying to make up her mind whether or not she wanted to take it in all the way. She tried to kind of hesitate, and then by then it was too late to get the ball back on the floor.
4-2 Moline, 5:46 to play, first quarter, in for the Streaks. Jamie Johnson, as Harris gets it to the high post, drives down, can't hit the easy shot. McCormick down with the rebound. It goes off her hands. They're going to say it went off the Streaks lasso. Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Jessica Lieber, and Rainey Sibley in for Galesburg.
Well, that's kind of a good sign for things to come right there. Markeisha took it to the rim. There's a little bit of contact and no call. She's not going to get the superstar calls tonight, it doesn't look like.
Well, Ty Peachy nearly had the steal. Now the ball gets loose. It's going to go off of Rainey Sibley last. on the near sideline. Nice hustle by both Ty and Rainey trying to chase down that loose ball. Romeo will inbound from the near sideline. 5:34 to play here in the first quarter. It's 4-2 Moline. And it comes to Harris. Drives into the paint. Now kicks it out to the left wing to De Los Reyes. Now comes back to the right wing to Romeo. High post on the right side. It's Harris. Kicks it out to the left wing. De Los Reyes. She drives left baseline. Gets in and under. Nice up and under move. Got it up off the glass and in. Her first basket. Make it 6-2 Moline. Jessica Lieber, right baseline. Fires a three-pointer off the back iron. No. Rebounded McCormick for Moline. Outlet to Knight. Knight lost the dribble, now picks it up, gets to Romeo, still on the backcourt. Now she'll get it across to McCormick out high on the right side. Right baseline pass knocked away by Jessica Lieber. Nice hustle getting back as Harris was seemingly wide open under the basket, but De Los Reyes tried to make the pass. Jessica Lieber got there to knock it away.
Well, it was a bad decision by De Los Reyes. She had the easy layup. She wanted to try to go back inside to Markeisha, but you're right. Good job by Jessica Lieber to fall back and get in that passing lane.
Right wing, De Los Reyes stops and fires a 17-footer. She puts it up and in. She's got four and make it 8-2. Moline, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Jessica Howard, Emma Junk in for the streaks. And now we've got a foul away from the ball. Wait a minute. They called Paige Klink. She'd gone out of bounds, kind of got pushed out by the defense, came in, but they didn't throw the ball to her. So what difference does it make? She wasn't involved in the play.
I don't know what that call was at all right there, because you're right. They called her for coming in and out of bounds, but...
And the defender honestly forced her out. She wasn't really pushing her. Kind of, I mean, a little bit, not enough that they probably would have called a foul. But she was. The ball was out at the top of the key. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what that call is. Maybe, Coach Massey didn't say anything. I don't even know if he saw the play.
Sadie Hamilton got called for the foul. Romeo goes aggressively to the basket on the right side. Sadie got the block, but got her with the body as well. That's her first foul. And that's the first team foul on the streak. So going to the free throw line will be Kylie Romeo with two shots. Romeo, a 5'8 junior guard for the Maroons. First one off the back iron, no good. 4:35 to play here in the first quarter, 8-2 Moline.
Well, streaks are really seem to be having issues right now with getting by this man-to-man. Moline's doing a good job of switching all picks, so the streaks have to start doing some fades and some curl cuts off the screens, and they should be able to get themselves open.
Second free throw was good, make it 9-2. Paige Klink out high on the left side with it for the streaks. Puts it on the floor, gives to Jessica Howard in the center circle, out high on the right side. It goes to Bailey Boyer. Streaks pushed way away from the basket at this point, as they have been the last couple of trips down the court. Now right winger goes to Jessica Howard. Now Emma Junk between the circles, out high on the left side to Bailey Boyer. Bailey dribbles right, goes down the right side of the lane, picks up her dribble, now lost a handle on it, gets it back, gets pushed from behind, and they're going to give the ball to the streaks. Both officials looked like they were going to point toward Moline, but then they both looked at each other and pointed toward the streaks.
Yeah, well, and I actually thought Bailey was the last one to touch that.
That's what I thought.
It went back to the streaks.
Back in for Galesburg, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Ty Peachy, Megan Young, and Mickey Rodriguez. Myra inbounds to Ty Peachy on the right wing. Right baseline goes to Jessica Lieber. Three-pointers off the rim. Rebound comes down to Romeo for the Maroons. Romeo gets it to De Los Reyes across midcourt. Now she swings it to the left side to Knight. Now at the high post, Harris kicks it back out to Romeo between the circles. Now to Harris at the free throw line. Dribbles left down the left side of the lane. Puts up a jumper off the glass and got it. Pretty good touch there. I thought that was going to go hard off the glass, but it went in.
Well, she makes those plays look easy.
11-2 Maroons. Yeah, she just jumped up over the defense and did a good job defending as Jessica Lieber fires a long three. Can't hit. Rebound tipped out and taken by Ty Peachy. Back to Jessica Lieber. That three-pointer from straight on is no good. Rebound comes down to De Los Reyes for Moline. And Romeo did an outstanding job of blocking out Megan Young on that play, but used the elbow a little bit to push off. But just did a really good job keeping her away from the basket and until the ball was grabbed. Now Harris gets fouled from behind by Mickey Rodriguez, putting a shot up from the... Well, I'm not sure
it's going to be
shot
a pass.
Pass.
Yeah, she was going for McCormick underneath the basket, so the officials are going to put this one on the baseline.
That's all her first second team foul on the street.
Yeah, and all the offense continues to go through Markeisha Harris. What Coach Ford has done is the streaks play that aggressive style defense, but it's essentially just a zone. It's a big... wide zone, and so what he's doing is putting Markeisha in the middle and having her facilitate out from there.
In for the streaks, Rainey Sibley, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, Jamie Johnson, and Jessica Howard. You know, Coach Ford was talking about even, this being such a great atmosphere that even his girls and Markeisha's been telling the younger girls that this is a great place to play. You know, because even if you have this size crowd up at Wharton Fieldhouse, it doesn't seem like it's much of a crowd when a place that seats 6,000. And you can tell they're excited to play tonight. They love playing, and, all the girls love playing in front of a crowd this big because it doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't. And hopefully the streaks will be able to take advantage of having a crowd this big. The crowd really has not been into it since the starting lineups because there really hasn't been much for the streak fans to cheer for.
Inbound play went to Markeisha Harris down on the left block. She didn't put the shot in, but Jamie Johnson was called for bumping her on the shot. That's her first and the third team foul on the Streaks. First free throw good by Harris. Make it 12-2. And now 13-2 as the second shot rolls around and falls through. She's got four. Make it 13-2 Maroons with 3:05 to play here in the first quarter. Rainey Sibley on the left wing with it. Gets to Jessica Howard out high. Fakes the three. Now stops and actually fires a shorter three and put it in. Nice move by Jessica Howard. I don't know if we've ever seen her do that. Fake a longer three and step up for a little bit shorter three.
No, I guess she watched Seth Curry last night in the Duke-North Carolina game. He pulled that same maneuver.
Make it 13-5 now. Oh, near over and back and travel, not called. Now the ball knocked away, and the Maroons get it back. Running down the right side is Sanela Kozovic. She can't hit the shot. Harris down with the rebound, puts it up and in. Boy, it looked like a couple of turnovers on the Maroons there that didn't get called, and Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout, and that's to talk to the official about what happened at midcourt there twice.
And that's essentially why he called this timeout, is just for a little conference about what happened over there that didn't get called. He wants to know why. It definitely looked like the ball bounced on the half-court line, which would have been an over and back because it remained possession of the Moline Maroons.
2:31 to play first quarter. 15-5 Moline has jumped out to an early big lead here. Streaks, and you know, and this is something that happens. It is tough on senior night. The players come out. It's emotional, and you see this a lot of times that they'll be a little flat to start the game, and that's been the case so far with the Streaks. But you got to really credit the Moline defense thus far.
Well, you do. And right now, what Coach Massey needs to do is probably change some of the pre-designed sets that he uses to open girls up, because what's happening is Moline's just switching everything. So you either have, you're not going to take advantage of a guard on post because that Streaks don't really have a true post. So what you have to do is you got to get some back cuts and some plays away from the ball.
Jessica Lieber, three-pointer left wing, no good. Myra Diggins with the rebound, has it knocked away from behind by Morgan Girard. And the Streaks will have it back on their own right baseline. Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Mickey Rodriguez for the Streaks. Mickey inbound from the right baseline. In it comes, top of the key, Bailey Boyer. Looks over the defense, gives to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. She'll put it on the floor. Now back out to Bailey Boyer between the circles. She dribbles left, gives to Mickey Rodriguez out high left side. Now to Myra Diggins between the circles. Out high right side to Bailey Boyer. Tried to get a backdoor pass to Mickey Rodriguez. Unfortunately, it was tipped out of bounds by Sanela Kozovic, and the Streaks will get it back.
Yeah, and you could tell Kozovic barely knew that ball was coming until it was right up by her face.
Back in for Galesburg, Jamie Johnson, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, and Ty Peachy. Ty will inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Emma Junk on the block. Got inside of Harris. Put it up and in. Nice job by Emma. Nice pass from Ty. And Emma Junk did a nice job using her body to shield Harris away from her. Got it out in front of her. Put it up and in. Make it 15-7. 1:49 to play first quarter.
It looked like Harris was being a little lazy there, too. She thought she was just going to wait for Emma to put the shot up and she was going to go swat it. Good job by Emma Junk.
Backdoor pass to Kozovic. She lost a handle. Ball goes to the floor, and a jump ball call. Possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, this is a defense that thrives off turnovers. That's the first turnover of the game so far for Moline. So the Streaks have got to do a better job of pressuring the ball and getting that ball out of there.
McCormick and De Los Reyes return for the Moline Maroons in there with Harris, Knights, and Romeo. Rainey Sibley out high left side. Gives to Emma Junk between the circles. 1:30 to play. First quarter. Now Ty Peachy has the top of the key left wing. Jessica Howard got the three away. Short. And the rebound went off of Rainey Sibley. She got knocked to the floor and it went off her hands on the way down. And the Maroons will bring it the length of the court as Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, and Sadie Hamilton check back in.
Well, it looks like the Streaks are going back to defense up a little bit. They're going to play a three-quarter court now. Now a half court. They're bringing it back a little bit, trying to lure Moline to come to them.
And they do just what they need to do, right to the middle to Harris, and she gets it to McCormick. McCormick gets it up, muscles it up off the glass, and got fouled by Bailey Boyer. That'll be her first foul, fourth team foul on the Streaks, and that's the textbook way to break that 1-2-2 press.
Yeah, it is. You get it to the middle of the floor, and then you look backside. And good job so far by Markeisha to distribute the ball, and Tiana McCormick looks like she might have herself a game tonight.
Yeah, McCormick with six already and goes to the free throw line with a chance for a 17-7 Maroons. And, ooh, not with the free throws looking like that. Now the rebound's going to go off Jamie Johnson last as I think Evan Massey was maybe looking for a foul on Romeo. Looked like she might have had a hold of the arm, Jamie. That's why she couldn't reel it in.
Well, Jamie's got boxed out better, though, there. She's got to step in front of Romeo and not let her have that.
Inbound comes to Harris, top of the key, right wing. Goes to Knight, down on the right block. It's McCormick, top of the key to Romeo. Now high post, Harris drives down the left side of the lane, up off the glass and got it. She's got 8 and make it 19. 7 Maroons with 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Right wing Jessica Lieber working against Romeo. Now to Myra Diggins between the circles. Out high left side, Bailey Boyer dribbles to the top of the key. Now down the right side of the lane. Pulls it back out to the right baseline outside the three-point arc. Picks up her dribble. Now gives to Jamie Johnson out high on the right side. Jamie gets bumped. And
whoa,
got called for a travel somehow.
I don't know how she got called for that travel. Jamie was getting pressure the whole way.
Yeah.
Picked up her dribble, but she got the pass off before she hit the ground. The official now has made two strange calls.
And I think he blew his whistle. I think he was maybe expecting contact. I don't know what he was expecting, but he just decided to call that. I don't know. Near steal by the Streaks. Ball knocked away, but De La Trey is able to get it back. Drives down the left baseline. Leans in, up off the glass. Got it, and she is fouled. Foul called on Ty Peachy as she's in there with Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Howard, and Megan Young.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think... If memory serves correct, this is the lowest first quarter output we've seen all year. 21-7 now. Streaks trail by 14.
Free throw no good. Rebound tipped out. Jessica Howard with it. 29 seconds to play in the quarter. Ty Peachy on the dribble. Right side. Pulls it out between the circles now. Left wing to Mickey Rodriguez. Now tap the key. Megan Young. Wide open three. Off the back iron no good. Rebound tipped up by Jessica Howard. Jamie Johnson brings it down. And she gets fouled. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to call it on Harris. I think they're going to call it on De Los Reyes.
Yeah,
from
most
behind.
Likely.
No. Oh, no, they did call it on Markeisha. Wow. Well, we'll take that. That's her first, second team foul on the Maroons as Jamie Johnson goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, you're definitely going to have to be able to hit your free throws here if you're going to get back into this game because Jamie hits on the first one because now you've got to take whatever you can get. And if you can start getting some contact inside, get to the free throw line and cut away at this lead with the clock stop, that's always beneficial.
Jamie hits both free throws and make it 21-9, 17.4 to play in the quarter. When we're done with our broadcast tonight, we'll pick up the Illinois Fighting Illini. They're up in Minnesota taking on the Golden Gophers. That one, I believe, scheduled to tip off at 8 o'clock. Now the Maroons turn it over past McCormick. Tried to get it to Knight on the right wing and overthrew her.
Let's see if the Streaks can get this under 10. 10 or under here by the end of the quarter.
10.1 to play. Ty Peachy across midcourt right side with 7. Now with 6 on the dribble with 5. Tried to get it back door to Jamie Johnson. Stolen away by Harris. And long down court pass to McCormick. Nearly got it to her for McCormick to try to tip it up, but she can't get it up and in. We have played one quarter of basketball. It's been all Moline thus far. After one, Moline 21, Galesburg 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button.
I can use money.
Recent button winners include George Champagne of Galesburg, who won $50. Lois Stiegel of Gilson won $100. And Shirley Banks of Galesburg picked up $40.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at First Choice Medical on North Henderson, Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons, or at Community Treasures on East Main Street in Galesburg. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Do you miss being in the workforce because of a disability? Are you afraid of losing your benefits if you become employed?
Going back to work doesn't mean losing your Social Security insurance. Get the facts. Call the Illinois Division of Rehabilitation Services at 877-761-9780. That's 877-761-9780. And find out how you can maintain your benefits and enter the workforce with confidence.
This message sponsored by the Illinois Department of Human Services, Division of Rehabilitation Services.
The Galesburg boys basketball team will try to even the score with United Township tomorrow night. I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me from East Moline for Silver Streaks basketball tomorrow just after 7 on WGIL.
Second quarter, Moline with the basketball. They're leading 21-9. Just underway, back on the court for the Streaks. Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, and Ty Peachy. It's been all Moline thus far. Streaks now actually back in, I'm not sure.
I can't tell if
looks like a 2-3 or a 1. Now it looks like a 2-3.
Yeah, it looks like a 2-3 now, but at times it looked like it was a
1-2-2
almost. 1-2-2 or a 1-3-1.
Yeah. So Moline has the floor spread a little bit, I think partly to draw the Streaks out of it, but partly because they're trying to figure out what to do against it now as well. Now the Streaks trapping out of it, and Ty Peachy went for the steal but ran into McCormick, so she'll get called for her second foul. And that is now the sixth team foul on the Streaks. 7:18 to play in the first half, 21-9 Moline. Kylie Romeo inbound from in front of the Streak bench.
We definitely haven't seen the Streaks in this defensive set this early in the game.
Yeah, usually that's a late fourth quarter thing. Now to Harris at the high post, kicks out to Romeo, left baseline, 17-footer is up and good. Romeo with her first basket, make it 23-9. Right wing, it's Jessica Howard with it. Being guarded by Romeo. Now to Megan Young. Tap with the key out high left side to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble, working against Harris. Spins into the paint. Scoops a shot up. Can't hit, but it's knocked away. And Ty wanted some contact. You don't usually see her complain too much. But it was Knight that reached in there and knocked it away. Ty made a nice move getting around Harris. And she knew she had to scoop the shot up, but the help side defense came over.
Yeah, I actually thought that went off of Ty's knee,
That's
too.
That's what I thought.
But she had screened off the official, so he didn't even see the call.
Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins in with Jessica Howard. This is Paige Klink on the left wing. Wide open under the basket, left side. Sadie Hamilton turned and missed a shot as McCormick closed out on her. Sadie gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. That's her first basket of the ball game. And make it 23-11, 6:36 to play first half.
Well, the Streaks still, they still haven't made any adjustment about the fact that they're switching all screens. Moline switching all screens.
Now Sadie with a steal took the pass away from Harris, and Bailey Boyer gets tripped up in the paint by De Los Reyes. That's going to be her second foul. 13th foul now on the Maroons. Streaks will have it on their own left baseline, 6:25 to play. They can cut it to 10 or 9 here with a 3. Paige Klink inbounds to Sadie Hamilton, left wing. Sadie drives into the paint against Harris, scoops up the runner up off the glass and got it. Nice move by Sadie Hamilton. Took it right at Markeisha, and she didn't want any part of getting a foul on that.
Yeah, good aggressive move right there. Now Bailey Boyer's going to get called for the foul. Markeisha's going to go to the line for a 1-1. But, well, if they acknowledge the fact that it's 7 fouls, the officials, yeah, even though the clock or the score table is telling them.
Yep, so now we're going to walk it to the other. Yeah, Bailey Boyer with a bump on Harris, so we walk it down, and Rainey Sibley, Megan Young, Jessica Lieber, Ty Peachy, and Jamie Johnson check in for the Streaks. Markeisha Harris at the free throw line with a chance at the 1 and bonus. She's got 8 points, and now make it 9 as the first free throw is up and good. 24-13 Maroons, 6:14 to play here in the first half. Tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys back in Western Big 6. Action. They'll take on the United Township Panthers up in East Moline. Second shot no good. Megan Young down with the rebound. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with the action. Around 7:06 for the pregame. 7:30 for the scheduled tip-off. Jamie Johnson, nice move from out high on the left side. Laid it up with the right hand. Rolled off no good. Nice move. Just blew right past Markeisha Harris. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Quickly back the other way. Emily Knight runs down the right side up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound tipped away. Jessica Lieber runs it down in the corner and gives way to Ty Peachy. Under 6 minutes to play. First half, 24-13. Moline, Megan Young with it, out top of the key, out high right side to Ty Peachy. Ty looks over the defense, gives to Jessica Lieber, out high on the left side. Lieber on the dribble, now gives to Ty Peachy between the circles. Ty dribbles left, nearly carried it, lost a handle, now gives to Jamie Johnson. Wide open three from the left wing, good! Jamie Johnson with her first basket of the ball game, make it 24-16, 5:27 to play first half.
Streaks just need another turnover here, keep the momentum rolling.
Full court pressure again. The Maroons break it. Now Harris lost the handle on. Ball nearly goes out of bounds. De Los Reyes, nice hustle to get it back. And now Harris took the ball away from Ty Peach on the pass. Nice look underneath to McCormick, and she laid it up and in. She's got 8 and make it 26-16. Jamie from straight on fakes the 3, gets around McCormick, drives into the paint, stops and travel with it.
Yep.
Yeah, she shouldn't have hesitated. She hesitated with Harris there and should have just gone up with it.
Well, she looked like she was trying to gather her balance to go up into Harris, and unfortunately, you're right. That hesitation kind of killed that whole move, and she did travel with it.
Back in, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, and Jessica Howard. Nice defensive play by Sadie Hamilton as Knight kind of beat the Streaks defense back there, and Sadie got in there, got a hand to knock her layup away. And the Maroons will have it on their own right baseline. Romeo to inbound, 4:57 to play in the half, 26-16 Maroons. In it comes to Harris on the right wing, nearly stolen away by Paige Klink. Harris gets it back, kicks out on the right wing to Romeo. She'll fire the 3 and got it.
Wide open 3 right there. No rotation from the Streaks.
She's got 6, make it 29-16. Sadie Hamilton, top of the key on the dribble against McCormick. Kicks out high right side to Bailey Boyer. Bailey on the dribble, takes it to the right wing. Now picks up her dribble. Gets Sadie down on the right block. Leans in against Harris. Puts it up and good. 7-footer from the right baseline for Sadie. She's got 6 quick points here in the second quarter. Make it 29-18.
Well, they need to keep going back into her because it looks like Harris is trying to lay off her almost as if she's worried about picking up fouls.
Now Steve Ford calls a timeout. I think he was worried about a 10 call as it was Knight that was trapped down in the near corner. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:22 to play in the half. It's Moline 29, Galesburg 18. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
Make sure your winter coat is adorned with the purple WGIL button for your chance to win up to $500 in cold hard cash. Get more details on the list of button locations at WGIL.com.
4:22 to play here in the first half. Galesburg trailing the Moline Maroons 29-18. Streaks have tried to make a bit of a run. They cut it to 10 once, and Moline put it back up to 13. But the Streaks hanging tough after getting down early, but it's hard to dig yourself out of a hole, though.
Yeah, they did. They actually cut it down to 8 even, 24-16, but it's back up to 29-18 now. The Streaks just need to find them their swagger. We've talked about their swagger all season long, that confidence that they've had. They need to get back to that point.
Ooh, a near steal on the inbound by Megan Young, but Harris able to run it down. Now Knight has it. Pass knocked away by Myra Diggins. Myra nearly saved it inbounds. Great hustle by the Streaks as McCormick had beaten the Streaks back, but Myra got back there and was able to knock it away. She's in there with Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Lieber, and Ty Peachy. Romeo inbounds to Knight out between the circles. Now Romeo on the right wing, wide open. Now the Streaks close out on her, so she doesn't get the easy three. Dribbles out of a trap, gives to Knight right of the center circle. Knight trapped up, dribbles into the center circle. Now out high left side to Kozovich. Kozovich goes to the left baseline to McCormick. Down the low block, it's Harris knocked away by Myra. Harris gets it back. Shot hit nothing but glass, but the rebound came down on the weak side to Romeo, and she got fouled on the shot. And it's going to go against Mickey Rodriguez. They say she got a piece of her from behind. That's her second.
Well, the Streaks just have... They're really trying to play hard right now, but their rotations are just a step slow. If Mickey gets there 1 second earlier, she's able to get that rebound and get that ball out of there for the Streaks.
First free throw for Romeo is up and good. Make it 30-18. Second shot away. This one is good as well. 8 points for Kylie Romeo. Make it 31-18. 3:54 to play first half. Myra Diggins, top of the key. Now Moline is... and a 2-3 zone. Three-pointer right wing, Ty Peachy, no good. Rebound tipped out by Megan Young. Ty able to grab it and has it out high right side. Right wing to Myra Diggins, hands it back off to Ty. Ty Peachy out high right side, gives to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side in front of the Moline bench. She'll look over the defense, now gives to Ty Peachy out high on the right side with 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. Now it's Mickey Rodriguez gets pushed. Thank you very much. Knight's been doing that all night and pushed Mickey Rodriguez right in front of the official that time, and he made the call.
Well, I think she was getting away with it against the Streaks up in Moline, yeah, too. She real heavy with her hands when she was guarding everyone up there as well. The Streaks on that last offensive set did not get anybody inside. They need to make sure that Moline isn't allowed to just float everyone up high, so they've got to keep people moving in and out of the lane.
Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Jamie Johnson, Emma Junk, and Jessica Howard in for the Streaks. Streaks turn it over on the inbound. They try to get it into Rainey Sibley, but there was a defender in the way. Rainey couldn't get her hands on it, and it goes out of bounds, and the Maroons get it back. Now a near steal by Rainey. Knight runs it down on the near sideline, though. And she traveled with the basketball. Nice defense by Rainey. Got on top of her, and Knight doesn't like the favor returned on the tough defense.
No,
the
not at all.
Lineup is Morgan Girard, a 5'8 sophomore. She replaced McCormick. 3:09 to play in the half, 31-18 Moline. Jamie Johnson, left wing, gives to Jessica Howard out between the circles, out high right side to Paige Klink. Backdoor pass to Jamie Johnson on the left side. Gets up under Harris, can't hit the shot. Markeisha down with a rebound. Tough one. Jamie got a little bit too far under the basket on that one.
Yeah, I thought she still had an opportunity. I wonder if having Harris behind her bothered her at all.
Shot up and no good by Girard, and the rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson. Paige Klink has it on the run, stopped on the right wing, hands off to Jessica Howard. Jess on the dribble, goes right baseline, hands off to Paige. Now kicks it out to Jamie Johnson out on the right side. Jamie on the dribble, stopped, thought about the long three, now gives to Paige. She'll stop and fire the three, right wing, off the rim, no. Rebound to Jamie Johnson, left side. Jamie kicks out to Rainey Sibley, left wing. Gets knocked to the floor by Knight, no call. Now Paige Klink between the circles, left wing to Jamie Johnson, top of the key to Paige. Picks up, gets to Jamie between the circles. Now Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Back to Jamie between the circles with 2:15 to play. High post right side. It's Emma Junk now to Jamie, top of the key. Jamie on the dribble. Now stops and fires a long three and hit nothing but glass on that one. Rebound comes down to Girard, and she gives way to Romeo.
Streaks not seeing any screens on that possession.
Ooh, great hustle by Rainey Sibley. Nearly had the steal, knocked it away from Knight, but it goes out of bounds. And we'll have five new streaks in. Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer, McCormick back in for Moline. She'll replace Kozovic with 2 minutes to play in the first half, and Moline leading 31-18.
Streaks just have not been able to get moving offensively yet. And they had some tough times up at Moline as well, but it's even been worse here because Moline's done a great job of switching all screens and therefore not allowing any openings for the Streaks to get their shots up.
Right wing, it's McCormick with it for the Maroons. Out between the circles to Romeo. Now Harris, high post. Nice cut by McCormick. Missed the shot. Easy shot on the right baseline. Missed it. And Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound. And Bailey Boyer tried to get to Mickey Rodriguez on the near sideline and threw it behind Mickey. She was trying to get set for the shot. Mickey couldn't reel it in. So the Streaks with another turnover with 1:37 to play as Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, Rainey Sibley, Ty Peachy, and Jamie Johnson check back in.
Forcing turnovers a big part of this Streak system. They've only forced four. They've turned it over eight times.
In it comes to Harris. Now to Romeo. Still on the backcourt. She gets it across midcourt to McCormick. Now it's Harris. Goes to the left baseline to Girard. Brings it out to the wing and gives to McCormick. Now right of the center circle. It's Romeo with 1:24 to play. Romeo on the dribble. Gives out high right side to Knight. Knight on the dribble. Top of the key. Now goes down the left side of the lane. It gets to McCormick on the left baseline. Kicks it back out between the circles. Near steal by Emma Junk. But Romeo able to get it and finds Girard back door wide open. She lays it up and in and make it 33-18. 1:04 to play in the half. Emma Junk between the circles. Gives to Ty Peachy. Ty looks over the defense. Backdoor pass to Jamie Johnson. Got bumped. No call. Are you kidding me? If there's not a foul, you got to call travel because Jamie took two steps after she got pushed, and there's no call either way. Are you kidding me?
They're letting a lot of physical play go right now in this game, and the Streaks do not usually benefit when the game is physical.
McCormick, nice pass to Girard, cutting down the left side. She lays it up and in. Two quick baskets. Make it 35-18 with 34 seconds to play in the half. Jamie Johnson, top of the key, fakes a three, drives on McCormick. Nice look to Emma Junk on the left block. Lays it up off the glass and in. Emma with her second basket. Make it 35-20 with 22 seconds to play. Girard inbounds to Harris. Now it's Romeo. Moline actually is starting to look a little bit fatigued, though, because they've been running quite a bit, getting some backdoor looks. Now a near steal by Jessica Howard. Romeo picks it up, gives to Knight. She's trapped up. 8 seconds to play. Now right wing is McCormick. Now to Harris on the right block. Turns, puts it up, and got it up off the glass and in. Strong move by Markeisha. 37-20. Three-quarter court shot from Ty Peachy off the rim. That was a close one. And we have played one half of basketball. The Maroons in control. After two, it's Moline 37, Galesburg 20. We'll come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. We'll come back and talk about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I can see your 86-inch plasma TV. I can hear your surround sound and your subwoofers. And I can even imagine you sitting on your sectional sofa, admiring your rare indoor waterfall. But when there's a game on at your house, I can assure you all your friends will be watching it at my house. Because sometimes it's not the size of the TV that determines the party, but rather the plethora of McNuggets.
Right now, you can get 20 crispy chicken McNuggets made with white meat for just $4.99 at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers, tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago, and Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl. Sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime and the Moline Maroons leading here on senior night, pack the place night, blackout night. Final game of the regular season for the Western Big Six Championship, and the Maroons have been in control. 37-20 Moline at halftime. Glad to have you along on our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. Moline was up 21-9 at the end of the first quarter, outscored the Streaks 16-11 in that second quarter, and they've been in control. Streaks did make a bit of a run and cut it to 8 at one point during that second quarter, but Moline has kind of been picking the Streaks defense apart, although the defensive intensity has picked up for Galesburg. It looked like Moline's starting to get a little fatigued toward the end of that first half. 37-20, our halftime score. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. The Galesburg High sophomore girls won their regular season finale. They defeated Moline. 43-39 was the final in that one. The other Western Big Six game tonight, only one on the schedule, has Quincy playing at United Township. Those teams not in the running. Quincy 0-9 in the conference heading into tonight, and UT in fourth place with a 5-4 record. The winner of this game here tonight wins the conference championship, and the loser will end up tied for second with the Rock Island Rocks. When we're done with our broadcast here tonight, you'll hear the Illinois Fighting Illini will pick up that game in progress. The Illini are on the road to Minnesota to take on the Golden Gophers, in the place they always struggle. And the Illini have not been playing well as of late, and it's getting to the point where it's a near must-win game for the Illini. And we'll pick up the remainder of that broadcast when we're done with ours here tonight. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. Back in Western Big Six play, they'll be on the road at United Township. They'll take on the Panthers up there. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Pregame around 7:06 tomorrow night. The game's scheduled to tip off at 7:30. And then coming up on Sunday, the Illini back in action, and they'll play host to the Purdue Boilermakers. That'll be a big one in Champaign. See if the Illini are able to hold court there against a very good Purdue team coming up on Sunday. Then our next action, we'll head into regional play next Tuesday night as the Streaks will take on the Geneseo Maple Leafs in the regional opener. It'll be the late game on Tuesday night. That one will be coming up. It'll be somewhere around 8 o'clock. We'll let you know more on that when our broadcast is scheduled. The first game will be Rock Island taking on the winner of the Sterling-Dixon game, which takes place on Monday night. If I was betting, I'd probably go with Sterling. In fact, wouldn't it surprise me if Sterling even got into that championship game?
Yeah, it's going to be a tight one. It's a tough regional, and you got to come out, you got to play. Any of the four probably top seeds could win that tournament, and no one would be surprised.
We're at halftime, 37-20. The Moline Maroons leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We're going to take a timeout, come back, look at our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Love Sporting Goods.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 11. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, not as cold, a high around 30. And Saturday, sunny skies with a high of 32. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 17 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
We're at halftime, 37-20 is the Moline lead over the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Well, not a whole lot of scoring on the streak side. 6 points for Sadie Hamilton to lead the way. She had a bit of a run of her own here there in the second quarter. 3 points for Jessica Howard on a three. Two for Mickey Rodriguez on two free throws. Three for Jamie Johnson on a three. Jamie had some pretty good looks at it under the basket. Couldn't get him to fall three or four times. Myra Diggins with 2 points on a couple of free throws. Four for Emma Junk on a couple of baskets. Streaks 4 for 4 from the line. They've hit two threes. Balanced attack for the Maroons. 11 points for Markeisha Harris. 8 points for Kylie Romeo. 8 points for Tiana McCormick. 6 points for Jordan De Los Reyes. 4 points for Morgan Girard off the bench. The Maroons getting to the foul line. 6 for 9 for the free throw line. They've got 1 3-pointer in the game.
Well, the big number here is you look at the things that are important to the streak system for it to be successful. Turnover differential and rebounds, offensively specifically, and then three-point shooting. Turnovers. The streaks have turned it over 8 times, 4 times for Moline, so a -4 in the turnover differential. I think this is the first time all season the streaks have had a minus turnover differential at the half. Total rebounds, 14 for each team. Offensive rebounds, streaks +2 at 8-6. But then you look at the shooting. The Moline Maroons, 14 of 23 from inside the arc, 1 of 1 from outside the arc. Good for 63% for the field. The streaks are 5 of 9 inside the arc, 2 of 14 from outside the arc. So only shooting 14% from 3, 30% from the field. That's not going to do you a whole lot of good during the game, especially when you're not getting the turnovers that you're used to. And, you know, usually the streaks have at least 10, maybe even 15, 20 more shots a half than their opponent. Right now they have one less.
Our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare. 37-20, the Moline Maroons lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We'll pick up the Illinois Fighting Illini following this game. The Illini up in Minnesota taking on the Golden Gophers. That game probably just getting underway up there. We'll try to get you an update on that throughout here this evening. As the Streaks will have the ball to start the second half of action here. And, you know, just the Streaks at times did a good job being aggressive going to the basket, just weren't getting some shots to fall, but seemed like late in that second quarter they stopped going to the basket.
Yeah, they did, but the big thing is Markeisha Harris sunk down and started playing the middle of that zone. The girls know how well she jumps, so that's one of the frustrations is that, you know, you don't want to be scared she's going to block your shot, but at the same time, the Streaks don't necessarily want to go right into the teeth of her defense.
Streaks bring out their starting five. Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Jessica Howard, and Mickey Rodriguez. And the Maroons look like, a triangle and two maybe. They're guarding Mickey Rodriguez and Jessica Howard man-to-man on the sides. And Harris is back playing the middle of the zone. And McCormick and De Los Reyes playing the front of the zone. Foul called on Emily Knight as she bumped Mickey Rodriguez on the far sideline. Mickey has it on the left wing. Now to Megan Young, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Ty Peachy. Swing it to Jamie Johnson, left wing, wide open three-pointer, off the back iron. No, actually, I'm not sure if it drew iron or not. And the rebound falls out of bounds, and Moline will bring it the length of the court. I think Jamie was too wide open on that one.
Yeah, she just looked like she was not confident in that shot when she put it up. She's got to use a little bit more leg bend.
Maroons break the full court pressure. Romeo runs it down the left side, lay it up off the glass, and Jamie Johnson gets called for the foul. She didn't like it. She thought she got a piece of the ball, but Jamie gets called for her second. And Romeo has 10 points down. She's going to go to the free throw line with one shot. Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. And really, you know, almost against when they're running a triangle and two, you almost have to run your man-to-man offense against that to set the picks for those two wing players. Otherwise, they're never going to get open.
Yeah, exactly. You can't back off of that because that's pretty much your bread and butter at that point. That plus, you have to, some of the other players then have to step up. You've got to have Jamie Johnson hit that three, or at least, you know, get it off the iron so you can get there and crash the boards with the girls that aren't being guarded man-to-man.
7:28 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 39-20. Kylie Romeo will be at the free throw line with one shot when we resume play. Streaks come out with Myra Diggins, Bailey Boyer, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, and Jessica Howard.
Although we are the voice of the Streaks, it's always good when the opponent's family is listening over the internet, and Kylie Romeo's grandparents are listening down in Texas as they listen to Kylie's last regular season game of this season.
And she hits the free throw. She's having a good one. She's got 11 thus far. And make it a 20-point lead for the Maroons, 40-20. And the Streaks turn it over. Bailey Boyer, I'm not sure where she was going with that one, trying to get now. Evan Massey's going to call another quick timeout. She's trying to get it to Jessica Howard and just didn't even get it near there. And another turnover for the Streaks, and it's a full timeout. Again, we're going to pick up the Illinois Fighting Illini following our broadcast at Silver Street Girls tonight here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Tomorrow night, the Streaks boys team back in action. They'll be up at United Township. They'll take on the Panthers. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee, around 7:06 for the pregame. 7:30 scheduled tip-off right here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Coach Massey obviously trying to jumpstart the streak offense and defense, for that matter. Two quick timeouts here in the second quarter, in the third quarter, to begin the second half, is what I was going to say. So he's only got two left for the rest of the game now. But, you know, you've got to do something. You're down by 20. This is the crucial quarter for the rest of the way. If you end up losing this third quarter, you're going to be in such a hole that you're probably not going to, even if you play your best fourth quarter of the season, you're not going to be able to get back into it. So the Streaks really, by the end of the quarter, have to have this lead down to about 10 to have confidence that you're going to be able to come back in that fourth quarter. But, you know, ideally you'd like it in single digits at the end of three.
Well, and this is not going to be a team that's going to be easy to come back against either, especially as well as they're playing right now.
Exactly, and they're going to continue to zone you. I wouldn't be surprised if they get up by enough. They just drop back to that 2-3 zone and just let you shoot over the top of them. They'll just take the rebounds when they can get them.
Romeo has it left of the center circle. Now gets it to Knight out high on the right side. Right baseline to McCormick outside the three-point arc. Top of the key goes to Romeo. Left wing, De Los Reyes. On the dribble, now gets it out to Romeo, left of the center circle. Now it goes to Knight. Right baseline, McCormick. Now to Harris on the block, left side. Nice spin move. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to De Los Reyes. Kicks out to Romeo on the left wing. On the dribble with it, working against Myra Diggins. Dribbles left. Now gets it to the left baseline to De Los Reyes. She'll drive baseline. Stops five-footer up off the glass and good. Nobody got in front of her on that one. De Los Reyes has eight and make it 42-20 Maroons. Out between the circles, it's Myra Diggins with it. Right wing to Bailey Boyer. Bailey on the dribble, swing it left wing to Sadie Hamilton, overthrew her. Sadie able to run it down as Jessica Howard collided with somebody in the paint, went to the floor hard, and Bailey picked it up between the circles, nearly traveled with it, now looking for some help, and gets it to Sadie Hamilton out high. She's on the dribble between the circles. She'll stop top of the key, fire the three-pointer. It's short. Rebound tipped out by Paige Klink, able to run it down on the baseline. Now Sadie Hamilton drives into the paint. Nice pass on the left block down to Myra Diggins, up off the glass and got it.
Streaks' first 2 points of the second half. They kind of just look lost on offense right now, though. Not a lot of movement. Bailey picked up her dribble, and then Myra tried to come set ball screen for her. And once she realized, she tried to go back out, but there wasn't anything doing.
Now the Maroons with a turnover as I'm not sure who threw the pass, but it was behind Knight. She couldn't get to it, and the Streaks get it as the ball's out of bounds. Sadie Hamilton will inbound at midcourt. Chance to cut it to less than 20 now with 5:55 to play in the third quarter. Bailey Boyer on the dribble. Top of the key it goes to Sadie Hamilton. Looks over the defense. Still a triangle in two. They've got both the players, both the Streaks wing players on the same side now with both being played man-to-man. Now Bailey Boyer, three-pointer, left wing, way short. Rebound off the hand of De Los Reyes, fortunately, and the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline as Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, and Rainey Sibley check in with 5:38 to play in the third.
There is just no chemistry right now on the floor. The Streaks just look listless when they're running that offense. They can't figure out how to go about beating this essentially triangle in two.
Ty Peachy gets it out between the circles. Left wing, it goes to Rainey Sibley. Now top of the key, it's Megan Young. Fakes a three. Now gets to Ty Peachy out high on the right side. Ty swings it to Jamie Johnson, left wing. Harris closes out on her, gets it down on the left block to Megan Young. She can't hit the shot. Ty Peachy down with a rebound, can't hit. Ty gets the second rebound and dribbles out of trouble. Gets it out to Jamie Johnson, left wing. Three-pointer is up. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Harris for the Maroons. Streaks got a couple of cracks at it that time. Couldn't get it to fall. 5:08 to play in the third.
Yeah, they haven't gotten any of those close ones to fall.
Now McCormick gets behind the Streaks defense, wide open under the basket, gets a pass from Romeo, and McCormick puts it up and in. She's got 10, make it 44-22. At high right side, Ty Peachy with it. Swings it over to Jamie Johnson on the left wing. Thought about the three, now puts on the floor, gets to Megan Young down on the block left side, leans in, puts it up, can't hit, but she gets fouled. I believe it's going to be Emily Knight.
Yeah, that's her third.
You know, it's a good move and a good pass, but you got Megan Young in a bad spot in there at what's Megan about 5'6" in there against McCormick and Knight.
Yeah, well, and Harris is leaking or lurking in there as well. The Streaks have just have to find a way to beat this defense, and what this triangle and two. As Megan misses the first free throw, the triangle two, generally you have the two down on the baseline taking away the paint, but what they've done is they've kind of inverted it. Markeisha Harris is responsible for the bottom of the lane, and they're putting everybody else up near the top of the key. They're not giving them the Streaks that straightaway three, and they're having the other two players just shadow two of the Streak shooters on the floor.
Second shot from Megan is up. That one is good. That's her first point of the night, as Emma Jung checks in for her. She's in with Jessica Howard, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, and Bailey Boyer. 4:44 to play in the third quarter. Maroons lead 44-23. Inbound knocked away by Bailey Boyer. It's going to go back to the Maroons. He'll bring it the length of the court once again.
Well, unfortunately, Bailey had herself in a bad situation. She kind of had her back turned to that ball, and the ball went off her shoulder and her back and bounced out of bounds before she knew that it was coming.
Inbound comes to Harris. Now Romeo gets to McCormick, running down the left side, lay it up off the glass, and got it.
Too easy. The Streaks had to sprint back, and just once the Markeisha got that ball, the Streaks looked like they were in a foot race, and they didn't have a chance as McCormick already had that started up by half court.
12 for McCormick now, 46-23. Sadie Hamilton, high post with it, now brings it out between the circles, gives to Bailey Boyer, right at the center circle, back to Sadie, left wing, Paige Klink, wide open three-pointer, off the rim, no. Weak side rebound, Emma Junk leans in, up off the glass, can't hit, but gets fouled by Romeo. Got her with the body on that one. Nice job of Emma using her body, couldn't quite get it up high enough off the glass to get it up and in, but she'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
That's the first foul on Kylie Romeo.
Three team fouls now on the Maroons here in the second half. 4:13 to play in the third. 46-23 Moline. Emma Junk at the free throw line. First shot in and out, no good. Emma, a 5'9 sophomore for the Streaks.
Streaks just cannot get anything going. They're not getting the free throws to fall. They're not getting the bunnies to fall. And they definitely aren't getting the threes to fall.
Second shot for Emma, up, and that one is no good. Rebound comes down to McCormick. Gives to Romeo, to Harris. Now it is Kozovic running down the left side. Kicks back out to Romeo, left of the center circle. She's on the dribble, takes it right of the center circle. Right wing goes to De Los Reyes. High post, pass stolen away by Sadie Hamilton. Nice defense by Sadie, took it away from Harris. Now Paige Klink, left wing. Back to Sadie, out high left side. Travel, no call, drives into the paint. Runner is up, off the rim, no. Rebound tipped around. Sadie got a hand on it, knocked it away from Harris, but Romeo is able to run it down in the corner and gives way to Kozovic. Now it's De Los Reyes on the run left side. She traveled, no call, gets it to McCormick. She laid it up and in.
Yep, McCormick's going to have one of those nights where she's going to have a bunch of points because she's just sitting on that weak side block.
Paige Klink, three-pointer, left wing, in and out, no good. Right on target, couldn't get it to fall. Harris down with a rebound, gives to Romeo. Back to Harris. Cross midcourt, it goes to Kozovic. With 3:23 to play, 48-23 Maroons. Kozovic drives left side, lays it up off the glass, can't hit. McCormick with a rebound, puts it up, she can't hit. Now Harris goes over Sadie's back, and she puts it up and in. Got knocked Sadie under the basket that time, no call. And Harris puts it up and in. She's got 13, make it 50-23 Maroons.
Yeah, the Streaks just not even inside on the boards. And this is a tough team to rebound against anyway because Markeisha jumps so well and McCormick jumps so well.
Three-pointer, Paige Klink, left wing, no good. Rebound to Romeo for the Maroons. Romeo on the dribble in the backcourt. She'll bring it across into the front court. Gives it now right side to De Los Reyes. Now the right block to McCormick. Leans in up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound Harris. Rips it away from three Streaks. Puts it up. Can't hit. Kozovic got a hand on it. Tried to put it up. She can't hit. McCormick has it now. Gives to De Los Reyes. Now it's Romeo out right of the center circle with 2:34 to play in the third quarter. Romeo on the dribble. Left side. Now pulls it back out and picks up and gives to De Los Reyes on the right wing. Now to Harris on the right block. Leans in. Can't hit, and I believe the foul is going to be called on the floor, I would think, by when the whistle blew.
Nope.
She's walking to the free throw line, though.
Yeah, wow. This is going to go against Jessica Howard.
But she was dribbling the ball when he blew the whistle.
Continuation.
Wow. Harris hits the first free throw.
She She's 4 for 5 now from the stripe.
I mean, no doubt it was a foul, but the whistle blew when she was driven the ball. Timeout called by the Streaks, I'm guessing here. Yeah, we're down to one. We'll take one as well. 2:25 to play in the third. It's Moline 51, Galesburg 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's now easier to get to the most in-demand destinations with the improved Gold Express line. Gold Express now serves downtown, Knox College, Sandburg Mall, and Walmart every 30 minutes. Gold Express leaves downtown at 15 after and 15 till the hour from the main and Kellogg transfer point. Flag it down at any intersection along its route. And the price? Well, it hasn't changed a bit. When was the last time someone gave you better service without raising the rate? Ride the improved Gold Express line.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
WGIL congratulates Todd Cooper of Galesburg, who won $20 wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
.225 to play in the third quarter. Moline up on the Streaks, 51-23. Markeisha Harris at the free throw line with her second shot. She hit the first. And yes, Nick, if you would. We're going to try to get you an update on the Illinois Fighting Illini as they're underway up at Minnesota. Shot no good, but the Maroons get the rebound. Harris has it, gets down on the left baseline, actually threw it behind Kozovic, and she couldn't get the handle on it. Streaks will bring it the length of the court.
Well, the Streaks have had a deficiency all year. They've done a good job rebounding, but they don't do a good job of boxing out. They try to get in the right position. This is one of those teams that you definitely have to focus on boxing out.
Megan Young, three-pointer from straight on, is no good. Romeo down with a rebound as Jessica Lieber, Mickey Rodriguez, Ty Peachy, Megan, and Myra Diggins are in for the Streaks. Harris, travel with it. And, yes, there we go. Going to get that call. The official right on the play didn't make it. The official on the far side made that one. Nice job. Streaks were actually triple-teaming Markeisha that time, and she was just trying to get the handle on the ball and shuffle the feet.
8 turnovers now for Moline compared to 9 for the Streaks.
1:50 to play, third quarter. Streaks still a bit stagnant on the offensive end, trying to figure out how to beat this box and one defense. Basically, 3 Moline players playing a zone and 2 playing man-to-man against the Streaks wing players. Now Myra has it left wing. She'll fire the 3. That one's off the back iron, no good. Rebound is a tie-up, and the possession points toward the Maroons.
Myra on the floor yelling across the floor at somebody. I don't know if somebody didn't pick up the offense or what, but she was screaming at somebody to come and make a cut.
Illinois underway against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Illinois actually up early, 14-08 or so to play in the first half. Illinois up 9-7, so not a whole lot of scoring going on there.
No.
Up at the barn, Williams Arena against the Golden Gophers. This is De Los Reyes, gets it on the left baseline to Girard. Now it's Romeo between the circles. Right wing goes to Kozovic. Back to Romeo in the center circle. Streaks have Emma Junk, Jamie Johnson, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Howard, and Paige Klink on the floor. This is De Los Reyes with it out high on the left side on the dribble. 1:02 to play in the quarter. And a steal by Jessica Howard. Jessica dribbles down the left side, stops, lays it up off the glass, missed it, gets her own rebound, puts it up, and got the second one to fall. Just her second basket of the ball game. She's got 5, and they get 51-25. 49 seconds to play in the ball game or in the third quarter. Now a near steal by Paige Klink. Knocked it away from Harris. Harris able to get it back. Down court it goes to Kozovic. She'll run it down the left side. Lays it up off the glass and got it.
It's Kozovic's first 2 of the game.
Make it 53-25. 33 seconds to play. Jessica Howard, right wing, fires a 3. It's good. Well, hopefully we can get her to start getting it cranked up. Maybe some others will be able to put it in as well. 53-28. 23 seconds to play. Full court pressure. Kozovic with it in the backcourt. Gets to Harris. 2-on-1 break against Jamie Johnson. Runs it down the left side. Lays it up off the glass and good.
Yeah, if the Streaks aren't going to get back on defense, it's going to become way too easy for them to score points on the transition.
9 seconds to play. Paige Klink, right wing. 7 now. Jamie Johnson, top of the key with 6. Stops, fires a 3. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to De Los Reyes for Moline. And we have played 3 quarters of basketball. The Maroons still in control after 3. It's Moline 55. Galesburg 28, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
The Galesburg boys basketball team will try to even the score with United Township tomorrow night. I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me from East Moline for Silver Streaks basketball tomorrow just after 7 on WGIL.
Streaks for the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Three-pointer right baseline. Megan Young no good. Jamie Johnson down with a rebound. Her shot gets blocked. Evan Massey wanted some contact called on that. No call. And the Maroons have it. This is Girard. Gets it to Knight out high on the right side. Mickey Rodriguez, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. 55-28. Moline with a lead. McCormick drives left baseline. Gets it up off the glass. Rolls around and falls through. And a foul called on, I believe, Jamie Johnson.
It's been that kind of night for the Streaks as that ball went all the way around the cylinder and finally decided to drop in. Just a tough night for the Streaks all together. And, you know, we talked about the fact that to get back in this game, the Streaks were going to need it around 10 by the end of the third. And unfortunately, the lead at that point for the Maroons went the other direction.
Streaks got outscored 18-8 in that third quarter. McCormick's free throw is up and good. She's got 17, make it 58-28 Maroons. Paige Klink out on the left side. She's in there with Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Myra Diggins. Bailey has it right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Sadie. Right wing, Bailey Boyer. She'll fire the three off the rim short. Sadie with a rebound. Gets to Jessica Howard. Now Bailey Boyer back to Jessica. Left baseline to Sadie Hamilton. Fires a three and got it. Sadie with 9 on the night and make it 58-31. 7:06 to play in the ball game. And it comes to McCormick. Knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Ooh, a foul called on Sadie. Looked like McCormick had put the ball back over her head. I thought Sadie got there cleanly, but gets called for the foul. That's her second. And the 14 foul on the Streaks here in the second half with 7:03 to play.
Yeah, we've seen that call made a lot this year, too, which is unfortunate because it really isn't. Once they start putting that ball outside their body and somebody grabs it, you know, you can't be calling the foul there.
And Steve Ford calls timeout as Knight had gone backwards and got stuck down in the corner. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:57 to play. It's Moline 58, Galesburg 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand. And by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
Hi, I'm Jim Bohannon. Listen to my show every weekday night from 9 till midnight on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at John Field Gym, Galesburg High School, Tom Arrowton along with Eric Gibson. 6:57 to play. It's been all Moline tonight. 58-31, the Moline Maroons with the lead, and they'll inbound the ball. They'll bring it the length of the court, full court pressure. Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, and Jamie Johnson in for the Streaks. That should have been, was going from the front court into the back court. Now Romeo has it right of the center circle, trapped up, gets to Harris, top of the key. Nice pass to the left block to Girard. She puts it up and rolls that one in. She's got 6 and make it 60-31 Maroons.
Maroons definitely came in with a solid game plan in this one on how to attack the Streaks pressure, and they've worked it to perfection.
Now Girard with the steal. Romeo has it in the center circle. High post at the free throw line. Harris, nice pass back door to McCormick. Lays it up and in. She's got 19 now. And make it 62-31 Maroons. Ty Peachy out top of the key with it. Looks for help. Gets to Jamie Johnson on the left wing. Jamie dribbles right. Gets to Ty out between the circles. Ty picks up her dribble, now looks for help, gets to Megan Young on high post against Harris. Not much she can do there. Kicks it out to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. She'll stop and fire the three. Can't hit that, and the ball goes out of bounds. And the Maroons will bring it the length of the court with 5:57 to play as Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, Paige Klink, Bailey Boyer, and Sadie Hamilton check back in for Galesburg.
The streaks and ability to get into a clean offensive set here just brings back vivid memories of the Morton game where that Morton team really was physical with the streaks, and the streaks just could not get anything started.
Sadie Hamilton knocks the inbound pass away from Harris, goes out of bounds, and Gerard will inbound in front of the streaks bench. Backdoor pass stolen away by Bailey Boyer. They try to get it to Harris. Now left wing, Paige Klink, fake the three, gave to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Sadie dribbles right into the paint. Hesitation, splits the defenders, lays it up, can't hit the shot. And McCormick had the rebound go off her hands. That's just the kind of night it's been. And typical right there, Sadie had the open layup, couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. That's kind of how we've seen this whole evening transpire. The streaks just from the get-go have been a little short on everything.
Inbound comes to Sadie on the block, left side, up off the glass, over the top of Harris, got it up and in. 11 for Sadie, make it 62-33. Now McCormick lost a handle on it, saved it inbounds. Emma Junk comes up with it for the streaks, gives to Bailey Boyer. Bailey, top of the key, dribbles right now, stops and gives to Sadie, top of the key. Sadie puts it on the floor, goes to the free throw line, kicks out to Bailey Boyer, right wing, traveled in front of the official, no call. Backdoor pass, Emma Junk, left side, up off the glass, got it. Bounced around, finally fell through. Emma with six, and make it 62-35, 5:10 to play in the ball game.
Let's go, girls, give them a finish.
In it comes to Harris. Now Romeo's got it in the backcourt. Back to Harris. And just I think the only thing is Moline looks really tired at this point.
Yeah, they do.
Knight still in the backcourt with it on the dribble and finally gets it across and gets it to Romeo in front of the Moline bench. Now it's Gerard. Gives to Harris on the right block, up off the glass, rolls it in.
Well, Coach Ford only has an army over there on the bench that hasn't seen floor time.
Make it 64-35, 4:45 to play in the ballgame. Harris now with 18 points. They've got three players in double figures, Romeo with 10. Now a steal by McCormick. Gets to Gerard all by herself. She'll run it down the right side. Stops, lays it up, and got it. Gerard having a career night herself. She's got 8 points now. And make it 66-35. Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Left baseline goes to Jessica Howard. Puts it on the floor. Gives back to Sadie. Top of the key. Fakes. Drives left. Nice pass to Emma Junk on the right block. She puts it up off the glass and in. She's got eight. And make it 66-37. This is Romeo, gives to Harris. Now it's Knight across midcourt right side, 4:08 to play in the ballgame. Now Harris has it between the circles, gets it out high left side to Romeo. Back to Harris at the free throw line. Drives down the left side of the lane, up off the glass and got it.
She makes it look so easy. She just took that one right to the rim. Nobody stepped in front of her, and she finished it with ease.
20 points now for Harris, 19 for McCormick, 10 for Romeo, 8 for Gerard. Sadie, three-pointer, top of the key, bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Knight for Moline. Knight trapped up, now on the dribble, gets it across to McCormick. McCormick left wing, gives to Harris, runs down the left side of the lane, lost a handle on it, and Sadie able to get a piece of the ball as she tried to go up with it. Now it's Emma Junk, drives into the paint, right side, stops, puts it up, got it, and the foul.
Speaking of career nights.
Yeah, that's 10 for Emma Junk, got fouled. I think it's going to be called on Kylie Romeo, got a hand on the arm. Emma's able to put it up and in. Romeo gets called for the foul. That's her second, 14th foul on the Maroons, and Emma Junk goes to the free throw line with a chance to convert the traditional three-point play, 68-39, 3:28 to play in the ball game.
If she hits this, she'll be tied for the team lead in points.
3:28 to play. Emma Junk at the free throw line, puts it up, comes up short, rebound to McCormick. Outlet to Gerard across midcourt right side. Gerard on the dribble, picks up on the right wing, gives to Romeo out between the circles. Now backdoor pass to Gerard on the right block, puts up a five-footer, can't hit, rebound comes down to Ty Peachy. Ty on the run, on the dribble, goes down the right side of the lane, lays it up off the glass and comes up short, rebound down Gerard. Once again, just one of those nights. This is Knight with it across midcourt to Harris. Harris, nice pass to McCormick on the right side, running the floor, lays it up, and she can't hit the shot. And the rebound to Myra Diggins. Now Ty Peachy with it. Ty on the run, under 3 minutes to play. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez. She fires a three. Good!
That was Mickey's first shot of the game.
Yeah, she had two free throws in the first quarter, and that's the first shot attempt she's had. And it's good to see the senior put a three in the final game at John Thiel Gym in the final regular season game. That makes it 68-42. 2:51 to play in the ball game.
Yeah, unfortunately, the streaks just, I don't know that they were ready with this one. And, you know, you talked before the game, Tom, that sometimes it'd be better if they put these senior night festivities maybe on a Saturday afternoon, actually, in a game that's not, doesn't carry the significance of this game, because sometimes it's tough to get going. And that's definitely been shown it's ahead here because the Streaks just have not been able to get going from the opening tip.
So, 2:51 to play, 68-42, the Maroon lead. And, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, you want to have a nice crowd for the festivities. But, yeah, it's in a game like this, the final home game is emotional anyway. And when it's for something like this, for a conference championship against your big rival in the conference, you know, it just it makes it that much tougher. And you can come out flat, and that's really what happened with the Streaks tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, they did come out flat. The Streaks just have not had it all game long. You would hope that eventually they were going to come back into this one, but there really hasn't been even a run by the Streaks in this one.
Inbound comes to McCormick, Megan Young, and now a near steal by Jessica Howard. She gets called for the bump, though. That'll be her second foul.
I guess the Streaks had one little run at the beginning of the second quarter. They were able to cut it down to eight, but since then it's just the lead just gotten, or the game's just gotten away from them.
Jamie Johnson, Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Megan Young, and Jessica Howard for the Streaks. Long down court pass to Romeo. She gets it. Harris running the floor left side. Comes up short with a shot. Rebound to Jamie Johnson. Now Paige Klink across midcourt left side. 2:38 to play in the ballgame. Rainey Sibley left wing. Now gets to Megan Young between the circles. Megan fires a long three-pointer off the back iron. No good. And a rebound is going to go out of bounds in front of the Streak bench. The Maroons will bring it from three-quarter court. 2:30 to play in the ballgame. Girard to inbound. In it comes to McCormick in the backcourt. Gives to Knight.
Are you kidding me? I don't know why you would call a touch foul with a 26-point game. Now, if Rainey had really made contact with the ball handler there, I would understand. But that was like a brush foul.
Yeah, and that's and against Knight, of all players, who bumps and pushes all the way up and down the court when she's playing defense. So Rainey picks up her first foul. 16 fouls on the Streaks, 2:20 to play. Knight with it, right wing. On the dribble, gets to Romeo in the center circle. Dribbles left. Now picks up and gets to McCormick on the left baseline. Back to Romeo out on the left wing. Now to Knight between the circles. Right baseline, it goes to Girard. 15-footer is up and good. She's got 10 and make it 70-42. Jamie Johnson, top of the key with it. Gets to Paige Klink on the right wing. Now to Jamie between the circles, dribbles left, kicks out to Rainey, left wing. She'll penetrate, runner is up, and Harris knocked her to block the shot flat-footed, but knocked Rainey to the floor in the process. She just kind of swatted at that one, and Rainey Sibley's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Second foul on Markeisha, 1:49 to play, 70-42 Streaks trailing the Moline Maroons in the final regular season game.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, you know, With the seniors having their night tonight, you know, this isn't necessarily the way you want to send them out. But the big thing is going to be forgetting about this game and getting ready for the next game. If you can't put this out of your mind, it is going to be a tough, tough regional.
Yeah, and that's the thing. This is one, you're just going to have to forget about this one. You retool, you come back, and be ready to play Tuesday night, which is, this was an important game, but this one doesn't end your season.
No, not at all.
First free throw was good for Rainey. Second one was no good, and Romeo got fouled dribbling down the near sideline. Then she'll go to the free throw line with a chance of the one a bonus. The foul was called on, went against Myra Diggins. That is her first, and Kylie Romeo goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one a bonus. She's got 11 points on the night as Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, and Jessica Howard are now on the floor for the Streaks with 1:43 to play.
Well, at least Kylie's grandparents down in Texas had something nice to listen to tonight.
That's true. That is true. First free throw up and good. She'll have another, and looks like, I'm guessing, Coach Massey may just, I don't know if he's going to let these seniors play out this game. He's down there talking to the three sophomores at the end of the bench. I don't know, maybe he's going to give them some playing time. Second shot up and good as well for Kylie Romeo. She's got 12, make it 72-43, 1:40 to play. Jamie Johnson dribbles down the left side of the lane, stops, gets to Megan Young on the right block. Megan nowhere to go with it, kicks out to Ty Peachy. Now Jessica Howard, long three from the right side, off the rim short. Rebounded Jamie Johnson. Jamie puts it up, no good, but she got fouled. It was Girard that reached in and got a piece of the arm, so Jamie Johnson goes to the free throw line with two shots. Jamie with just one three-pointer in the game, that in the second quarter, 1:28 to play.
Yeah, she has two free throws earlier, so she's got 5 points, but just she has not really had a game that we're used to Jamie having. She's 0-for-4 from inside the arc, and she's 1-for-5 from distance.
And that was the tough things, though, those four shots inside the arc. They were pretty much point blank. I mean, Markeisha was there near her, but she just couldn't get him to fall. But does walk to the free throw line and nail two, make it 72-45. And it comes to Romeo, back to Harris in the backcourt. Now it's De Los Reyes. Now Knight has it. Back to Harris, top of the key. Now Romeo left of the center circle, 118 to play. De Los Reyes with it. Four of the five starters still on the floor for the Maroons. Now it's Knight with it. Gets to Romeo between the circles. Now left wing, it goes to Girard. 105 to play. Knight with it. Right wing, De Los Reyes. Now Romeo between the circles. Ooh, a collision between Romeo and Jessica Howard. Jessica's going to get called for the foul there. I think Jessica got the worst end of that one. Took a shoulder right into the collarbone. That's a dangerous play there.
So yeah, and okay, now the seniors are going to come out. I was going to say, and this is the tough thing right here. If you're going to leave them in and one of them ends up getting hurt before regional, you don't want that to happen.
So the Streak seniors get a nice standing ovation from this big crowd here tonight. 101 to play in the ball game. 72-45 Maroons. Kylie Romeo at the free throw line for Moline.
Update from the Illinois game. Illinois trailing 21-19, 7-12 left to go in the first.
101 to play. Free throw up and no good. Emma Junk with a rebound to Bailey Boyer. Also Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, and Sharon Diggins in for the Streaks. Allison Mangieri with the top of the key. Chloe Anderson, right wing. It goes to Bailey Boyer. Bailey on the floor, 51 seconds to play, and pass stolen away by Girard. Now it's De Los Reyes, gets to Harris, cross midcourt. Now Romeo has it out left at the center circle. De Los Reyes about to have a little over and back incident there. Now De Los Reyes, right wing to Kozovic, 35 seconds to play, and the Maroons are going to win their fourth straight Western Big Six championship. Markeisha Harris, all 4 years as a Moline Maroon, winning a Western Big Six title.
37-3 over 4 years in the Western Big Six. That's quite the career for Markeisha Harris. Oh, my God.
Who did they call it on? Bailey?
Bailey.
Bailey Boyer got called for a bump foul. 16 seconds left. The Streaks were pretty much just letting them play it out. And now a foul was called. At the free throw line is Jordan De Los Reyes with a chance at the one and bonus. 16.1 to play. First one is up and good. She'll get the bonus.
These guys must think they're getting paid by the whistle blow.
Apparently.
Markeisha comes off the floor. Now Kylie Romeo also off the floor.
16.1 to play. 73-45 Maroons. Second shot is up and good as well for De Los Reyes. 74-45, Bailey Boyer, 14 seconds to play, now 13. Right wing gives to Sharon Diggins. Puts on the floor, gives to Emma Junk out high on the right side. 7 seconds to play, Emma dribbles right.
Oh,
and a blocking foul now called on, who's that? Let's see, that is Taylor Jefferson, a 5'5 sophomore for the Maroons. So Emma Junk's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Well, it's all academic at this point. Just how many points will the Streaks have? Come on, Emma, let's hit both of these. So you can finish with 12 points.
First one is up. Oh, off the back iron, no good. Rebound tipped out. Down it comes to De Los Reyes. 2 seconds to play. She's just going to hang on. And the Moline Maroons defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks and win the Western Big Six Championship. Not a good night for the Streaks on senior night here. A big crowd didn't see what they were hoping to see. But the season's not over. Regional time coming up next Tuesday night. Final score, Moline 74, Galesburg 45. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Also, we'll run down our final stats and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And we're going to pick up the broadcast of the Illinois Fighting Illini coming up when we're done with our broadcast here tonight. Final score once again, Moline 74, Galesburg 45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality health care possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 11. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, not as cold, a high around 30. And Saturday, sunny skies with a high of 32. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 17 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Not a good night for the Streaks as Moline wins the Western Big Six Conference Championship. They defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 74-45. Was the final score. Streaks just not able to get anything going throughout the evening in this one. Coming up, we're going to bring you the Illinois Fighting Illini as they are up at Minnesota to take on the Golden Gophers. A little over 5 minutes left in the first half. The Illini are up 24-21 on the Golden Gophers, and that's another one of those games, just like with Indiana and Penn State. You let a team hang around, and it's a low-scoring game like that, and I'm afraid the Illini are going to be in trouble again if it keeps going the way it is, but we'll bring you the rest of that one coming up following our broadcast here tonight. Well, tough one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, but the season's not over. That was the last regular season game, but coming up on Tuesday night, the Streaks will be in action up at Geneseo. At the regional up there, they'll take on the host Maple Leafs. The Streaks, the number 2 seed. The Maple Leafs, the number 3 seed. Rock Allen, the top seed. They'll take on the winner of the Sterling-Dixon game, which takes place on Monday night. And that'll be the first game on Tuesday night. Will be the Rocky against the winner of that game, followed by the Streaks and the Geneseo Maple Leafs. No cakewalk there. The Maple Leafs, a very good basketball team as well. And hopefully the Streaks, as you mentioned, Eric, it's one of those you got to forget about this one and get that swagger back and know and have that confidence that you can go up there and beat that team. You know, tonight we just got beat by the better team tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the big thing there, Tom, is that they came out with a great attack against this Streak defense in offensive sets as well. The game plan Coach Ford came up with for this game was dead on, and it worked. And unfortunately, the Streaks got themselves in that big hole and just were not able to climb back out.
74-45, the final score tonight. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back, and I'm sure Coach Massey's going to be a little bit longer tonight with it being the senior night and the final home game for all these streak seniors here. And it was a great crowd tonight. Didn't quite see what they wanted to see here tonight, but it was nice to see the crowd get out and support the Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team tonight. We're going to take a timeout, come back with more. We'll run down our stats, get a chance to chat with the Streaks head coach, and also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Moline 74, Galesburg 45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Drab, dreary, and horrid.
Are we talking about the weather or the condition of your home furnishings? Well, you are in luck, because the winter clearance sale is underway at Radke's. Use your tax return to further your nest with big savings. How about a new recliner, a leather sofa, a comfy mattress, or a spiffy new picture or table? Special orders at sale prices and save 20 to 50% off floor samples. Hurry in for the winter clearance going on now at Radke's Fine Furniture at 420 East Main.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Valentine's Day is Monday, and no place is busier than a flower shop. Hi, I'm Jim Lee with the WGIL Morning News. Join Terry Cavanaugh and me tomorrow at about 8:15 as we talk with Stephen Moore from the Galesburg Flower Company.
Back at John Field Gym, the Moline Maroons defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 74-45 is the final score. Not a good night for Galesburg. Just, you know, like I said, Moline just kind of took them out of it early and kept it going throughout. Time to take a look at our post-game stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, the Galesburg Silver Streaks were led by Sadie Hamilton. She had 11 points, including a three-pointer and the rest on two-pointers. 10 points for the sophomore Emma Junk. She was 0 for 4 from the free throw line. 8 points for Jessica Howard. Had a couple of threes and a two in the ball game. 3 points for Mickey Rodriguez on a three-pointer. 7 points for Jamie Johnson. She had a three, and she was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 1 point for Megan Young, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Myra Diggins on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 1 point for Rainey Sibley. She was 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Ty Peachy did not score. Jessica Lieber did not score. Bailey Boyer, Paige Klink did not score in the ballgame. Of course, some of the other sophomores got in late. Allison Mangieri and Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins got in. None of them scored either. The Streaks with 5 three-pointers in the game, 8 for 12 from the free throw line. The Maroons with a balanced attack. They were led by Markeisha Harris with, let's see, I had her for 18. I think that was wrong, though.
Markeisha Harris had 20.
20, that's what I thought. Yeah. 19 for Tiana McCormick, is that right? Totally messed it up. 13 for Kylie Romeo, 10 for Jordan De Los Reyes. De Los Reyes had 10. Also, Morgan Girard off the bench with 10 points tonight. The only other player that scored was Sanela Kozovic had 2 points in the game for the Maroons. They were 13 for 19 from the free throw line, 1 3-pointer.
Well, numbers don't get any prettier if you look at them at the end of the game as when we looked at halftime. Turnover battle, Streaks turned over 12 times, 11 turnovers from Moline, so minus one in the turnover department for the Streaks. Rebounding, 38-28, Moline out-rebounds the Streaks, so minus 10 there. Offensive rebounds, that's the name of the game for the Streaks on offense. Yeah, they got out offensive rebounded too, 24-18, so minus 6 in that category. Then you just look at the shooting, and the shooting for the Streaks, not good, but pretty good around the board for Moline. Is they only took 1 3, and they hit it. They were 30 of 49 total from the field. That is good for 61%. The team shoots 61% against you. Usually a bad sign. There were Streaks 11 of 22 from inside the arc, 5 of 32 from outside the arc. So they did not get to that magical 13 number, but they finished the game 16 of 54 from the field, good for 30% from the field. So, you know, those aren't the numbers that add up to wins. And as has often been the time or the case for the Streaks, that tough shooting is what ends up costing the Streaks when they don't have the great turnover and rebounding numbers.
So, tough one for the Streaks. Numbers don't lie. And, boy, the Maroons put it to them. 74-45 was the final score. Illinois Fighting Illini, 3:05 to play in the first half. They're up on Minnesota 29-21. So, Illinois going on at least a little bit of a run as they head toward the end of the first half. Hopefully that will continue. And we're going to pick up the Illini broadcast as we get done here tonight. We're going to take another timeout. We'll come back and talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey and also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Field Gym, final score, Moline defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks 74-45. The sophomores were a winner in their season finale tonight. Coach Mike Ruck's squad defeated Moline 43-39. Coming up, Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. The Illini up in Minnesota taking on the Golden Gophers. We'll pick up the remainder of that broadcast when we're done with our broadcast here tonight. Coming up also in a couple of minutes, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Galesburg High boys are back in action tomorrow night. They'll be up in East Moline. They'll take on the Panthers of United Township High School. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it for you around 7:06 for the pregame. The tip-off scheduled for 7:30, and you'll be able to hear it right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Saturday, both the boys and girls will be off. The girls, of course, open regional play coming up on Tuesday night when they'll take on the Geneseo Maple Leafs. Well, let's go ahead right now and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And it's tough on a night like this when they really didn't have a good game, and Moline just really was in control throughout. Look at a couple of plays. Sadie Hamilton had a nice run offensively in that second quarter when the Streaks made their little run. It actually cut it to 8 at some point. And she had a pretty good overall game. It's just tough. But go with one of the we'll hold off on it. We'll keep you in suspense because Streaks head coach Evan Massey is making his way over here to join us as we're joined by the head coach. And coach, boy, just one of those nights. And I said it a couple times. We had a couple times. I know Jamie with a layup and some others, and it just one of those nights where it wouldn't go in. I mean, even with some good looks when they were getting to the basket, just those nights when it just wouldn't fall for them.
Yeah, I mean, first off of the bottom line is obviously Moline is very good.
Yeah.
Moline is very well coached. They were very well prepared. And so, there's that's the start of the frustrations with it right there. And so, to them, I mean, they were clearly the better team tonight, and they were better prepared than we were tonight. To be honest, they didn't do anything different than I thought they were going to do, but I think they just did it so well in terms of what they did that they, I thought going into it, I was very comfortable with some things that we had worked on, both offensively and defensively, and unfortunately, we were just not able to execute those things.
Yeah, they made it tough in the second half. They came out in the triangle and two, and it just seemed like your girls were having trouble. I don't know, just not getting into a flow of things on the offensive end.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, to be honest, you look at it really the box and one and the triangle and two are things that we've had good success with because it does allow opportunities for some quick shots. But I think what happens is, the bottom line of what makes it, so good for them is that you put Harris inside. And what was different this game than our first game was with Harris inside, she completely took everything away that we wanted to do inside. That we got, as you said, some stuff inside, but I think she just was intimidating in terms of what, and so you know, things didn't work out for us in that way. So it's unfortunate, but we, you know, good teams make you do this, and they did. I just thought, like, we 4 minutes and 30 seconds into the game, we had not run the two things that we had worked on that I wanted us to run. And so, you know, you basically, what you think are going to be your two best things, you don't run them at all or execute them at all in the first 4.5 minutes, and you're down 9-2, and that's part of the reason. Then what happened was we were scrambling of some things that we wanted to do defensively, and the problem was we just, with our defensive adjustments, we just never seem to always get five kids to make it. And it's hard because you're doing stuff quick in terms of what happens, so it makes it difficult. But, it, you know, and the other, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't mean it's sour grapes because you lose by 30 points. They're a better team, clearly that. But it reminded me so much, I was sitting there thinking of last week when we went up to see our boys play at Rock Island, and I said to Coach Reynolds, I said, I know as a coach you don't ever want to hear it, but it's almost as a fan watching that game after the first 3 minutes and what was a foul and not a foul,
right,
that the referees were not in any way at the Rock Island game, I don't think favoring one team or the other, but their definition of what was a foul and what was not a foul, based on that definition, it was going to be very, very hard for our boys to ever win. And I thought this was a game tonight where you look, when we played at Moline, they had that aggressiveness, and we got to the line.
Right.
And what happened was, you know, these guys let them play, and the problem was, I don't think physically we were, you know, ready defensively to do that ourselves, that you needed to play that way in order to make things happen. So a lot of things that could go wrong went wrong, and so we didn't necessarily adapt as well as you would like to adapt.
Well, one of the things, obviously, the worry now is the confidence level you've got. Granted, this was a big game. You're looking at the conference, but it's not the end of the season. The even more important game is the next game, and it's a one game season now each time out. So you don't want them to lose that confidence heading up against a pretty good Geneseo team on their home floor.
No, you don't. And I mean, that's you know, part of the risk reward, and what we're doing is that. I would like to think that part of the reason we got where we would was our style, and then tonight our style didn't match up. I mean, it's clear. You know, there's no way if we had the ability, you know, as a coach, if you had the ability, you could do what we do, and you could also end up, you know, play good half-court man-to-man defense and a good 2-3 zone, and you could do all those things. It would have quickly been the night that you said, what we're doing isn't the thing. Let's play good half-court defense.
Right.
But you can't be good at everything, and we aren't good doing that, and so that becomes an issue with it. But I think the great thing is that teenagers, they bounce back quicker than adults, that it'll be one that, you know, that for them, they'll be hurt and everything, but tomorrow when they come out to practice, they'll have a bounce in their step, and they'll be ready to go.
Well, Coach, thank you as always for all your help. And I know it's the end of the regular season here, last game at John Thiel Gym. It was really nice to see the crowd we had here tonight. I know you really appreciate it. I'm sure the girls do as well.
Oh, yeah, a wonderful crowd. And I hope, you know, that we had, you know, parents and of our younger players of the junior high and the grade school players. And hopefully some of them, that was their first game coming out, that they didn't leave thinking, man, what's my daughter headed into, that hopefully they witnessed, you know, the great support of the community and think that it's something positive that their daughters would do. And the message I said to our girls afterwards was more directed at our seven sophomores and juniors, have said, you know, a year or two ago that things in terms of our chemistry were not good, and said whether we win games next year or we don't, that their job is to follow the lead of this group of kids. Yeah. That they've been a group that has been drama-free. I mean, literally, you know, we can make all the jokes. You know, people will say, what's it like coaching women? And all the jokes about emotion and drama and stuff like that. There has been absolutely nothing. They're one of probably three or four teams that I've ever coached where there was never issues where somebody would come up and say, you know, you need to talk to so-and-so or so-and-so, that their approach has been positive and good, and it'll be that way when they come back, you know, Friday and Saturday, and we'll be ready to go, I'm sure.
Coach, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you Tuesday night.
Okay, thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game. We always appreciate him and the time he takes to speak with us each and every time out here on the post game. Win or lose, he's always very gracious, and we appreciate that he takes the time to do this. Final score once again, Moline defeated the Galesburg Silver Streaks. The final was 74-45. We were in the midst of naming our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And as we talked, you know, Sadie Hamilton had some nice things that went on, and just really not what was the crunch time in this one. Probably, you know, when you made that run, but, you know, the streaks didn't quit, and that was a big thing. And the coach just talked about the future, and a young lady had, in some respects, a breakout game tonight. She'd had some problems before. She'd get a shot wide open and couldn't quite get it up off the glass, or she took the contact sometimes. She wasn't able to put the shot in every time, even though she might get to the free throw line. But tonight, Emma Junk did such a nice job getting the ball in the low block and actually putting up an in. And one time she got bumped hard as she was going up and still was able to put the shot in, got to the free throw line, struggled from the line tonight, but still overall a nice effort for the sophomore Emma Junk. And she's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And it's, you know, kind of, Eric, what I was saying is just, you know, with Coach Massey talking about kind of the future and these girls carrying on kind of that legacy of that team chemistry. And Emma's going to be one of those that's going to be really going to be relied on, you know, over the next couple of years for this Streaks team, as she's going to be one of the few post players that they're going to have.
Yeah, and she's gotten stronger as the season's gone on, done a better job. This, by far, her best game, obviously, points-wise. She ended up with those 10 points, but she was 5 for 5 from the field. So when she was getting the ball, she was finishing it. No issues there, but she also contributed an offensive rebound and a steal. So she's active when she's in there. And it seems like the girls are looking to her more and more underneath to get some open, because she's getting some open looks and some open shots.
You know, Coach Massey was talking about the team chemistry, and that's one of the best two or three teams he's had as far as that goes. Coach Gallinghorst, Jackie Gallinghorst, talked about that in the pregame down at Dunlap on Saturday. She mentioned the fact that, she said, I played on some good teams that had good chemistry. She said, I have never, in all my years of playing, college, high school, said, I have never seen a team with this good of chemistry. Makes me wish I was playing with them. So that's how good this is. And those fans that saw the teams that Jackie played on, they had some very good basketball teams, obviously, and some great team chemistry. And she's saying that this is even better. It's that's kind of what one of those many things that's made this a fun season. Obviously not the best of results tonight, but what a fun regular season we had. And, you know, we've talked about this, Eric. Who'd have thought after those first couple of games, first weekend or a couple of weekends of the season, that the Streaks would finish a regular season with a 24-6 record?
Well, yeah, and especially come out and get second place in what's one of the tougher conferences in the state. And you know, you had first place. I mean, you could even look to the UT game. That was a close game down the stretch. The Streaks even pulled that Rocky game close. You know, you came in, you said you're going to split with Rocky, UT, and Moline, and you're going to win the rest of your games at the conference. I guarantee Coach Massey would have jumped at that opportunity. So, you know, you look at tonight. Tonight was a tough game. It's a tough way to end a regular season, but like you and Coach talked about, it's a one-game season now. You've got to come out. You've got to forget about what happened here tonight, and you've got to go into the postseason thinking, okay, we're playing to continue playing.
Yeah. Well, tough one tonight for the Streaks. Senior night, final regular season game, and the Streaks come out on the short end against a very good, as Coach Massey said, that was just a good team out there tonight. I mean, that was a much different team than we saw up at Wharton Fieldhouse. I mean, they've really, their experience throughout the season, it's really shown that these young girls for them are starting to step up and help out Markeisha Harris.
Well, and ultimately, like Coach said, just great game plan did Moline bring to the game. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, the teams of the Streaks have that struggled with all year are the athletic teams that are allowed to really bump. And that's exactly what we saw here, is that the Streaks weren't able to get any breathing room, because every time they got there, you know, something, some play would go awry. So, and you know, you talked about it at halftime. It looked like that Moline was starting to get gassed. Well, luckily for them, halftime came at the exact right time in order to help them get re-energized and finish this one off.
So, again, Emma Junkard, Dave's Auto Body, crunch time player of the game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, that is it for the regular season. We're going to be back with you on Tuesday night. The Streaks take on the Geneseo Maple Leafs up at Geneseo in the regional opener. And it's scheduled, I believe, for 8 o'clock. So we'll take the air around 7:40 or so. But that kind of depends on they'll have the Country Company's three-point shootout before the first game. And that'll be between Rock Island and either Sterling or Dixon coming up on Tuesday night. So we'll have the late game Tuesday night, and we'll bring that to you tomorrow night. Galesburg High boys take on United Township. Brad and Jim will have it for you around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip-off. And coming up momentarily, we'll join the Illinois Fighting Illini in progress. Well, partner, we're postseason is here, the best time of the year. I love the March Madness. It starts in February for us, but best time of the year coming up.
Definitely. We say goodbye to Thiel, but we go on the road now. And now the girls get to show where their muster is, and they're going to have to come up and really play strong in these games coming up. And I definitely think these girls, especially with the senior leadership, are going to come back against Geneseo on Tuesday and really bring their A game.
And they're going to have to. Geneseo is a very good team. I mean, we're talking about one of the toughest. There's three very, very, very tough regionals. The toughest by far in Springfield, because you got three of the top, the number one and two, or number two and three teams in the state of Illinois, and the number, what, eight team in Sacred Heart Griffin, all in the same regional. So that one by far the toughest. But you look at what's going on at Geneseo with the Streaks, Rock Island, the Maple Leafs, and the Sterling Golden Warriors. That is a very tough regional. In Peoria, or I'm not even sure where it's at, is it Dunlap that's hosting? Whoever's hosting it, when you've got Richwoods and Central, Dunlap, you know, that's going to be a tough one as well. So, some really good ones downstate, and we're going to be involved in one and looking forward to that. And you know what? This team gets on a roll like they did when they went on that big win streak. Hey, there's no telling how far they can climb on that ladder.
No, definitely not. And you know, you just got to get hot. You got to get that swagger back. The Streaks have had several long runs. I mean, this loss today actually stopped a six-game winning streak. And, you know, when you can put together streaks like that, it shows that this team can heat up and really could be carried through the postseason.
Final score once again, the Moline Maroons defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 74-45. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Nick Devlin. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying good night from John Thiel Gym.